Hello everybody and welcome to the latest edition of the Reading Community Team podcast. I'm Clive Wood.
And I'm Julie Fairy.
Did you have a nice summer, Julie?
A fabulous summer, thank you. What about you, Clive?
Very nice, nice weather, enjoyed it. Yeah, it's very good, thank you very much. I hope you all did, everybody else did as well, I'm sure.
Today we've got some special guests. We've got Zanna, who is a young lady who has accessed our Children and Young People's Services. And we also have Tori Aubrey, who's a habilitation specialist, chatting about children's services that we offer here at Guide Dogs.
And it's great talking to Tori because I actually found out the difference between a habilitation specialist and a rehabilitation specialist. We're all going to find out later on.
Excellent.
We've got updates from the Reading team.
And finally, we will have news about this year's Guide Dog Appeal and also Christmas.
Oh, goodness me. I can't believe it. It's all come round already. Actually, I did go into a shop the other day and they already had Christmas stuff for sale, Christmas decorations. Anyway, ho, ho,
We've
ho.
We've got Halloween to go.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Right, now we're going to do the updates from the Reading team. Some of our team are moving on to new roles. Susie Luff has secured the position of Operation Managers for the South East of England. Lauren Lewis, Operations Support Manager again for South West. And Clive, you've got a new role as Policy and Campaigns Manager for London and the South.
Definitely. So I'm off to be based within London, so I've got to get used to the commute.
You and Winnie.
Me and Winnie, going to get used to the commute.
We will miss you, Clive.
Oh, thank you very much.
And the others, but we would obviously like to wish everybody good luck and every success in their new job roles.
Definitely.
We've got Kirsty Sanger, who's our My Guide Service Manager, and she's back from maternity
leave. She is, yeah. She's, I think she came back last month, and she's slowly getting used to being back at work.
Enjoying a hot cup of tea now, yeah. I think. And we've also would like to welcome Alison Nicholson, who's our My Guide Service Manager, that's covering...
She's covering Phil's. For Phil, who's actually on maternity leave at the moment.
Indeed. Yeah. Right then. So, hello. Today we've got a very special guest called Zanna. She's 7 years old and she's used our children's services. Zanna tells me that she likes very fast things, including swings. And she likes going to places like Legoland. Is there anything else you want to add, Zanna?
And I like playing, jumping up and down.
I've forgotten that bit, hadn't I? And you like jumping up high, don't you too?
And I like really fast rides.
What, like you've got at Legoland?
Yeah.
That sounds really good. So I was telling Clive that you actually did a swim for us for Guide Dogs, didn't you?
Yeah.
Can you remember when you did it?
I was swimming with my teacher.
Yes.
And I did some fun things.
I know, because I think you swam for 100 minutes, didn't you?
Wow.
In May, which, Clive, that is...
That is a long swim.
That is What stroke did you use?
I've been trying to swim without armbands, but I only can do it on my front now.
But that's really good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then the more you practice, the more you'll be able to do it.
And I'm not scared of putting my head in the water.
Well, that's really good, Zanna. I understand from Mummy that you raised £767 for
Guide Dogs. That's really good.
How amazing is that?
Were you pleased to raise all that money?
Yeah.
Were you? And why did you want to raise money for Guide Dogs?
Because maybe I love swimming, and I thought Maybe I'll do it to raise money because I really wanted to make money for guide dogs. That's and charity.
Such a nice thing to do. We'd all like to thank you very much for raising so much money for us. And also, I think you've come along to some of our family events, haven't you? Do you remember when you came along to the family weekend with Mummy and Daddy?
Yeah.
What did you like about the family weekend?
That we did the crafts and all that playing and the lunch and the dinners and all those bits.
Oh no, it was good fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was really good fun. And did you make any special friends while you were there?
Yep. I met a friend called Trinity.
Trinity. I remember Trinity as well. And do you still see Trinity?
Yeah.
And how often do you see Trinity?
I saw her at Cadbury's World.
Did you?
I see her when it was her birthday.
Oh, that's lovely.
I saw her at Chessington.
At Chessington as well. That's a fun place to go because I bet you like that because there's lots of fast things to do at Chessington.
Yeah, I do the Gruffalo.
Oh, the Gruffalo. That is the best one, isn't it? The Gruffalo. And I think you also came along to our Tomley event and we did lots of activities at Tomley. Do you know, there was all the different rooms, wasn't there? Like the art room and the music room. What did you like best?
I really liked the music room.
That was good.
I really liked the art room best.
The art room. Can you remember what you made?
Well, I did make a sheep last year.
Right. And what did you make this year?
I didn't go to it yet this year. I don't think.
Oh.
I'm really forgetful because I'm getting older. Older and older.
And older. That happens to us all.
Just remind everybody again, how old are you?
Seven.
I'm always remembering myself by saying it this way.
You're doing very... I think you've got a really good memory. And you've brought along your long cane. What was your long cane called? Can you remember what it's called?
Elsa.
Elsa. And who teaches you how to use your long cane?
Sharon.
She does, doesn't she? And what do you use your long cane for?
To help me see. Oh, and I got a white cane, a simple cane.
Have you? Goodness me, so you can use both a long cane and a simple cane.
So what colour's your long cane?
Blue.
I didn't know, I haven't got a blue long cane, mine's white. You've got a special one.
I've got a pink one that outgrew me.
Pink one.
Oh, did it outgrow you?
Yeah.
Oh.
And
you have to stop growing. You're getting so tall.
And Olaf outgrowed me.
And that was called Olaf, was it?
Olaf.
Is that from Frozen?
Yeah.
Oh, is that one of your favourite films?
Yeah.
I have
and
to say,
Showman.
Oh, you like The Greatest Showman? Have you got a favourite song from there?
Yeah.
What's your favourite song?
The one that says, I close my eyes, that one.
Oh, I think that's my favourite song as well.
Yeah, because it says colours and things and keep me away and dreams.
I know,
and stuff.
I agree, Sanna. Well, I think that Clive and I would like to thank you very, very much for coming in to talk to us today. And hopefully this will help because I think you want to be a radio recorder, don't you, when you get older? Is that right? Maybe.
Or maybe what other things did you say you might want to do?
Maybe a big princess.
Princess.
Ooh, a queen.
Oh, the queen.
Goodness.
I hope I'll be very helpful.
I think I've got a suspicion that you are going to be a very helpful person.
Well, you've been very helpful today, so you've started already.
And you've raised all the money for us here at Guide Dogs, so that's already been really helpful, isn't it?
Maybe I'll be a radio centre, I just don't know yet.
Well, lots of time to decide.
Yes.
So are you going to say goodbye to all our listeners that will be listening to you?
Yes.
Go on then.
Bye-bye.
Right, to continue our theme of talking about the Children and Young People Services on our podcast today, I'm joined by someone slightly older than our last guest, Tori. Hello, Tori.
Hi, Clive.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
So tell us who you are and what you do.
So I am one of the health specialists here with the Reading team. And so as a habilitation specialist, I just work with children and young people like Zana. And we just support their orientation, mobility and independent living skills.
Can I ask you then, what's the difference between a HAB and a rehab?
So rehab would work with adults who have often lost vision in later life, and as a HAB specialist we work with children.
Okay. Oh, okay. Excellent. So you're going to tell me a little bit about, well, our listeners, because I should really know, our listeners, about our Children and Young People Services, because actually when you think about it, Guide Dogs has been around since 1931, so nearly, well, we'd be 90 years soon, and we have only recently started providing children's services in the last few years, haven't we?
Yeah, we have, yeah. So, as I said, I'm a HAB specialist, and that comes under sort of our Movement Matters programme. And then we also offer a range of other services. So mm-hmm. we do family support,
right.
Education support, access technology, and then we've also got Customise.
Okay, so let's go backwards. Tell us a little bit about Customise. What does that do?
So Customise is a service where you can get a book, so say that Harry Potter, and you could select what font you wanted, what size you wanted, and also you can choose the colour of the font and the colour of the background to make the book more accessible.
Fantastic. And that's really, because I remember when I was at school, I went to a mainstream school for a little while, and I felt very excluded because I couldn't read the same books as the other kids in class.
Yeah.
So in this way, it helps kids with sight loss to be able to share the same experience as their peers, I guess.
Definitely.
Fantastic. And that's the cost for that is basically the cost that it would be for the book, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly the same. Yeah. So if it was $7.99 in the shop, then it would be $7.99 to buy it from Customise.
Okay. And what was the next one?
Family support.
Yeah.
So that would be aimed obviously more at sort of parents and carers. So if they're having a bit of a tough time, or it's an early diagnosis and they want some more information and support, then they can request that somebody from our family support team give them a call.
Right.
And yeah, it's emotional support really, but also some practical stuff. So if there were benefits that you would be entitled to that you were struggling to work out, you know, how to complete the claim forms and things, they'd be the sort of things they could help you with.
Fantastic, because it must be quite daunting for parents to go to the ophthalmologist or to the hospital with their child and then come out and being told, oh, you know, your child's got maybe has a particular sight condition, or that, you know, their sight is deteriorating. It's, you know, you don't know where to turn to and get that information from.
Absolutely, and it can be a lot of information for families to take in all at once. And sometimes I think there can be some really big words in there that you don't know what they mean, and sometimes it's just really nice to listen to somebody, you know, to have somebody who listens to you.
Yes.
And you feel like your voice is heard, and they can just give you that extra bit of support.
Fantastic. And talking about family involvement and activities, we do those family days and weekends and things.
Yeah,
don't we?
We do. So that's sort of the other part of it is our recreation day. Sure. So I think that Zana has spoken a little bit about that.
Yes.
And she's attended some of the events, and it's really nice for the children and young people to meet peers in a similar situation, and the same for parents. And also it gives them opportunity sometimes to access things that perhaps they might not have been able to before. And there's a real range of different activities, from Christmas parties to Tomley, which is an activity centre, to the family weekends. And all of that information is available on our website.
On the Guide Dog website, yeah. Which we'll tell everybody about later on. And they happen throughout the year, or certain days in the year? Or
yeah, they happen depends. Throughout the year, okay. And they are spread across the country as well.
Fantastic. So
there should be something in everybody's area.
And it's good because we were saying about the children with sight loss and their parents, but also their siblings, their brothers and sisters as well go along, don't they, to those events?
Yeah, they do.
Is quite good for them because they can share experiences with brothers and sisters within other families as well. Must be really good.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
So I'm going to test my memory. I can't remember. What were the other areas of the services we did?
So education support.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So education healthcare plans have replaced right. statements in the last few years, and they can be a bit of a minefield actually for families. And it's working out sometimes whether that's going to be the best route to go down, and then what evidence you'll need to gather for that. And just for parents to learn how to talk to schools about the best way that the student can be supported. Sometimes, especially in little local primary schools, it might be the first time they've had a visually impaired child. They don't always know, the best way to support. And the local authority should be able to provide some guidance, but sometimes just that little bit extra is needed, and families sometimes don't know where to turn to. And so we offer an education support service, so we can say these are the services that should be out there that you should be able to access, and this is how you would need to do it. And then if they're having trouble accessing them, or trouble sometimes with schools understanding what the requirement is, then our education support can
assist. So it's like sort of having someone in your corner, isn't it? Being
yeah.
able to sort of help you and advocate for you and
yeah.
give you the information that you probably wouldn't know.
Yeah, just to empower you, I think,
absolutely.
So you feel more confident in knowing, what it is that you're entitled to and where to find that support with your local authority.
And I think one more service that we provide through children and young people, or support we provide. What other one was that?
Oh, access technology.
Okay.
So that would help. There's so many different devices out there on the market. We offer a service where you can just seek advice on what tech might be best for your child with
okay.
their particular condition.
Right.
Because obviously every child is unique.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, they would take some information from you, complete an assessment over the phone, and then give you some feedback based on that. And I believe that we also run a grants scheme.
Yes, I have heard.
So,
yeah,
if you need a piece of equipment for at home, then you can apply through our grants scheme, and that could be for iPads, I think. Victor readers is one that
oh, yeah,
okay. recently.
So any sort of a technology that's going to help
yeah.
a child access information or bit
yeah.
text or computer or
yeah.
Okay, excellent. That's really good. I don't know if many people know about that, so that's quite a good thing to know about. So Tori, that's really helpful. If you want to give us the contact details, anybody wants to find out more about the Children and Young People services, obviously people can go to the Guide Dogs website, .org.uk, go to the CYP section to find out any more information there, or they can contact our office here at the Reading Mobility Team. We'll give the contact details at the end. And there's a contact telephone number as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. So there's our advice line, which is 0800 781 1444.
Brilliant. Thank you, Tori. That's fantastic. Thank you very much indeed. And thank you for coming along today.
Thank you.
Oh, it's great to hear from Zanna and a bit more information from Tori about children and young people services. So we're just going to update you on some events that are coming up. October is Guide Dog Appeal Month. Now, many of you most probably know that we used to have Guide Dog Week, which is the first week in October. But now we've gone large.
Indeed, we have.
And we're doing Guide Dog Month for the whole of October. So this year, for 2019, we're aiming to raise £420,000. That's the lifetime cost of funding 7 guide dog partnerships. You can help reach our ambitious target this October by either donating, hosting your own fundraising event. You might want to think of something you want to do. Volunteering for us for an hour. So did you know that you can actually now volunteer? And we'd started it last year with Guide Dog Week. You can actually just volunteer to do an hour's volunteering time at a collection locally.
Great idea, isn't it? Yeah.
I think it's really good. So that's all happening. We could sponsor a guide dog puppy, for example. You can find out more information about
the appeal
by going to guidedogs.org.uk/appeal, or you can contact us here at the local office.
And we'd also like to let you know about our up-and-coming Christmas Carol Service concert for guide dogs. This is going to be held at Eton College Chapel on Saturday the 14th of December. It is expected this year that seats will sell out really fast. So if you're interested in coming along and supporting, please do visit the website at guidedogs.org.uk/Christmas wishes, or alternatively, you can call 0345 143 0224. Tickets are at a cost of £25.
And it's supposed to be a great event. I think I've seen the sort of outline schedule, and obviously they're going to have the choristers there, but they're also, Ali Jones again is the host or the compere, I suppose.
Well, last year I went to the event at Coventry because we had Lily singing, and it was just a really fabulous evening.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be good. I mean, this one's, the Coventry was 1,000 people, wasn't it? This one is smaller. I think that's why they're saying tickets are going quicker. It's only 500 seats.
Right.
And it's in, for those of you who know Eton, but it's basically just right next to Windsor. Across the bridge, it's like a small village or attachment to Eton, isn't it? And it is very beautiful. But I think, not only is the concert, they're going to have different performers, but there's drinks and reception afterwards included. So I think it'd be a really good night.
Excellent.
Christmas, eh?
Goodness me. Coming round quick.
I know. And Julie, you're just going to give us, we just need to give you contact details. So if you ever want to get in touch with us, give us feedback about the podcast, or if you've got any suggestions about what we'd like to include in future episodes, Julie, what's the contact details?
Yeah, we would love to hear from you. So the contact details you need are, follow us on Twitter at Reading Guide Dogs, and also you can follow us on Facebook at Reading Guide Dogs. Alternatively, you can email us at reading@guidedogs.org.uk. Our telephone number is 0345 143 0224.
Brilliant.
And we look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you. Okay, well, thank you everybody, and we look forward to speaking to you again on the podcast very soon. Have a good week, Julie.
And you, Clive. Bye for now.
Bye.